David Vassiani says his company is proud to be listed as a certified minority-owned business in Rochester. To qualify as an MBE, companies must be at least 51% owned by Asian, African American, Hispanic or Native American locals. As part of a federal initiative to ensure equal opportunity, certified MBEs offered special opportunities to take on contracts with the state and certain corporate partners. Vassiani says he understands the importance of the certification, but wonders whether there's too much emphasis placed on defining businesses on the basis of race.
It's nice to be recognized as a minority business, but it's just as important to be recognized as a thriving and upcoming business.
Vassiani is the president and CEO of Steve General Contractor Incorporated, a local company in the public works and construction game. According to the City of Rochester, construction's been a sector where there's often a large disparity between minority versus majority-owned businesses. As a result, contractors on public projects have an obligation to hire a certain percentage of MBEs. And Vassiani says there's plenty of interest in businesses like his in Rochester. But he thinks that businesses need to use their usual criteria when choosing contractors and not just look to fill minority quotas.
What they do is the state has a published listing of minority contractors. That's all well and fine. Those are people who qualify because of their ethnic background or their gender. But it doesn't say, okay, if I need you to go out and build this portion of my project, are you qualified and capable of doing that?
He says he thinks there should be more emphasis on ensuring minority businesses are upskilled and capable of taking on big construction jobs in the city.
It comes down to being qualified. Know your craft, do your craft, and, you know, let people want to hire you for what you do instead of what you are.
CEO and president of the New York and New Jersey Minority Supplier Development Council, Linda Ireland, says small MBEs do tend to struggle more in the construction field. She says the shift towards consolidation in the industry has meant that mom-and-pop operations don't have much of a chance to get work on big projects. But she says it's a misconception that all MBEs are small.
We have construction individuals who are doing in the $200 million per year. I think that what we have to alleviate is the mindset, the acronym MBE and the word small are synonymous. That is not the case.
City of Rochester MBE Officer Sandra Simon says those MBEs that are struggling with contracts because of size are starting to team up to tackle the problem.
We're finding that more and more joint ventures are coming into play. A Hispanic firm and an African-American firm will come together and say, all right, let's blend our resources and try to see if we can qualify for a particular job.
Simon says projects like the Midtown redevelopment in downtown Rochester aim to have about 19% of contracts go to MBEs, and currently between 13 to 15% of those are filled. She says while the situation has improved for minority businesses over the past few decades, there's still a long way to go.
I believe that it'll be something that we can never say we've done and clap our hands and say we can move on. I think it's because it's an ever-growing community.
Linda Ireland says the Development Council's newly opened office in Rochester will help connect upstate MBEs with more corporate partners, stimulating growth and opportunity. She says continuing to work on the inclusion of minority-owned businesses in all areas, including construction, is imperative to economic and job growth nationally. I'm Kate O'Connell for WXXI News.